Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi, Tim here, co-creator and co-star of Stella Firma. Today we're inviting you to explore your fears and question reality with The Storage Papers, a horror podcast launching on the RQ Network. The Storage Papers is a bi-weekly horror fiction anthology podcast exploring a series of documents won at auction. Seemingly paranormal in nature, the papers detail unexplained phenomena occurring in mass in Southern California. Join Jeremy as he immortalizes these documents in the form of a podcast and soon finds himself in the middle of a sinister plot. Season 3 of The Storage Papers is releasing right now on the RQ Network, so now is the ideal time to catch up on the building metaplot. Find The Storage Papers wherever you listen to your podcasts or visit rustyquill.com or thestoragepapers.com for more information. Hi everyone, Tim here. Welcome to part 2 of the Season 3 bloopers for Stella Firma. I wake up thinking about some of these at night, screaming at the unassailable mistakes of the past. Enjoy!
Don't you worry, don't you cry, here comes Vice Admiral Fun. not got the songs today.
Yeah, you're all songed out after yesterday.
I'm all songed out, we all spent yesterday singing and I've all run out. Okay, right, try again.
It's a brief and...
What?
And Microsoft Teams has just decided to crash, so I can't read it out.
Ah, well.
So I'm going to have to...
My gift to you is an error report to Microsoft.
Yes. Thanks, Teams, which just closed itself for no fucking reason.
Who needs all of our work?
Just when I needed it.
Don't
it
worry.
It was fine, and then it just went...
Gasped its final breath.
I'm just going to challenge you on that, and you're going to have to make some silly bullshit up, because that's how the show works.
Empire. Empire? I am Empire. Fade to black. No, probably redo that, eh? They signed a declaimer? Fuck you. I don't know, David. Stop asking follow-up questions.
Okay, well, guess we'll wrap up the show then.
Sorry, that was a big old no.
No, that's fine. I mean, to be honest, I did say, hey, do some stuff. I'm not going to put in any work.
Take you up to Makeup Canyon. Makeup Canyon. I like
Makeup Canyon, though.
But before that, let's retroactively start the timer because we have no idea how long we've been going for.
Yeah, it's a good point, David. It's a good point. Fuck. Right, I think that's about 5 minutes. I think that's about five
I reckon.
Minutes. Let's do some claps. Clapping to let Maddie know.
But if the Supreme Bank... blah, blah, blah. Bang, blah, blah.
Good point. Is this a free market activity or is it a fright market activity where you're like, get in my church factory or I'll stab you in the ball? Nope. Whoops. Sorry.
The ball being an eye. Yeah. Ball.
Remember when a poo chair was one of our main plot points?
Ah, halcyon days.
Yeah.
Salad days. A clone is the same base materially as... materially? A clone may be made of the same base material of you. A clone may be made of the same base material as... material as...
Ooh. Maybe Ooh. Change the sentence.
No. Fuck you.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
No, that's crap. Sorry, I said 28 and 38. I'm bad at numbers.
Nice.
Make sure you don't record to 69 minutes, eh, Tim?
That would be too long, Ben. I would never do that.
Mm.
This is an illegal poster rave? Fuck me. Three,
these two, posters I've ever read.
3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Not for Ben. Not for Ben. No. Ben just wants to choke
I laughed and I was drinking. I laughed and I was drinking.
What a c**k. Look at him over there. Old aspirating Ben, they call him.
Don't you... Why are you... You're making this worse.
I know. I want you to die.
I want you to suffer.
Floating around in the sky. Couldn't think of a word for sky that started with F, so there you go.
And it's this kind of extreme office banter that I was looking for. No, I like it. Keep it in.
I'm back on board. Okay, if I can't be them, I'll tell them how to be better and then wangle them up. Nope, let's do that again. That was absolutely nothing. Tell me I can make songs again. Let's try that again. I just didn't want that happening midway through a song. Did turning away help at all?
That's a real Brian Eno shit.
Yeah, but the snacks will be hierarchical.
Hey, what's that? You can't say a word, you dickhead. I've got every word right I've ever said.
Quack.
Not the same.
You ever played Genshin Impact? Works there.
Pardon? Pardon?
Is it Genshin
Impact? We're just going to straight up talk about Genshin Impact Earth and you just fucking pull out a fucking waifu mobile game.
I just wanted to say it, really.
Yeah, I know you did. But yes, it's Genshin Impact. Well done.
I never get to say these things in real life. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
You work with the normies.
I do. I only know what Genshin Impact is from slightly disapproving articles on Polygon. Right. So bulbous.
Go on, I'm going to have such problems with my knees.
And
you
know,
you will.
Jenny!
It's because there's not problems.
No, well, unfortunately, that recording was lost, so you just sound like a
monk. Nobody knows the reference I just made.
Nobody knows.
Yes.
Nobody knows, but we...
I've said knob once, and they've said knob like 20 times.
No, we haven't. How dare you?
We've never said it.
Lies and slander.
Jennifer Halfick is a filthmonger of the highest order, and
this is what happened with the feet as well. They were like,
all feet are Jenny's fault.
So not true. It's not true.
They call her Jenny Talks About Feet Halfick.
Yeah. I'm a one-person peer group.
I have pressure upon you both.
Yeah, it's like, and you'll be judged by a jury of your peer. And it's just Ben, hello!
I'm going to be judging!
Going like that.
Yeah. You're right, yikes.
I don't know if you're cool enough.
Well, no, don't get Ben. Ben, stay away from autoerotic asphyxiation, Ben.
No, because I was going to say... I was going to say autoerotic ideation. And I was like, no, wait, I've replaced the wrong bit.
Judge, I would like Halfix. Halfix? No, sorry. Sorry. I'm a horse. Look at me, I'm a horse. Do you want a clean take of that?
No, Tim, remember, it is a clean take because it's only your audio.
Oh, sorry, yes.
All takes are clean takes unless you laugh when you're saying it.
What, you lose! You stole fizzy lifting drinks. I'm sorry, I didn't realize how close that was. You get nothing.
I mean, like, I was
touched the ceiling, which now has to be washed.
I was willing to let that slide, but then you killed it yourself. You took it out the back of the shed and shot it in the head.
Trexel, when I was a young girl.
What hog?
Tim,
sorry. I have no self-control. I have no self-control at all. David's happy with his lot, you're happy with yours, I'm sure as hell as happy as...
He's in that slide.
What?
I caught him. Yes.
That's just like a loose pile of slime.
Yeah, yeah, at the end of the slide.
You said slide, and I heard slime.
Slime.
And I was just running with it. I was like, this is weird, good, but fair enough.
A slide. Okay.
It doesn't make sense that he would be in a slide, but okay, somehow he is in a slide.
Uh-huh. And your immediate reaction was to say, oh, so you don't love something else that's important to you.
Yeah.
You're a real bitch. Sorry.
He just calls him as he sees him. Someone has shipped copious casks of Now it's my turn. Now it's Ben's turn.
It's your turn, Tanobia. It's full of seas. More seas than you can cake a kick at.
You're a sea. Shut up. Let's go.
Seas of seas.
Yes, I've used them. Count Corporeal Carpet Cleaning Company. You will get any stain out or will kill your wife. Sorry,
I like the idea of also,
if we fail, we'll punish you.
Yeah. Any sea, the Sea of Tranquility, the Sea of Shouting, sea, Barney, Beak, Arpadurum, App.
Oh, yeah.
It was like one of those ready-made soup bowls that had, like, just a special-made spoon slotted into a special handle.
You never mentioned it, so I'm going to need to get Imogen to say it.
Well, Tim, it's improv. We were making it up.
Gangsters, please, please, don't make me sleep with the spaces.
Yeah.
What was that? What was that? Ay. I'm a gangster. Ay.
I was imagining I had a cigar.
There's a real visual element there.
Stars. They've stolen the shooting talent out of all of these gangsters, and now they're the gangstars, and we've got to play them at a gangster match
with Mikhail Jordan.
With Mikhail Gorbachev.
Mr. Gorbachev, take this down court.
Oh, we can't use any of this, but it's fucking gold.
No. I've forgotten the name of the fucking department. What's the department we're
Business
going to?
Business warfare, I thought.
Business warfare. Thank you, Annie. You know what you're f***ing doing. Right. Exactly. Not because of some vague, wide-ranging plot that we haven't detailed out properly. No, it's more... No, Ben? No.
No, that's great. But I was like, just tell the listeners everything, I suppose.
Right, okay. The ink.
Write it in shit. Nope. Sorry.
Really? Just without irony? Is it they can't deal with emotional... is it they can't deal with emotional...
It's become a thing.
Their weakness is emotionable.
It's about what now? We can't speak. Cancel the show. We can't speak anymore.
Okay.
The rule of two. That's what they say.
Definitely keeping that. I prevented the corpse as long as I could. Oh, love it. That's bathos, everyone. That's called comedy.
Yeah. Put that in your comedy pipe, you c***.
Wow.
Maddie, keep that in. Just drop me saying that into the middle of an episode.
Just any of them.
Just
repeatedly.
Go back into old episodes and edit that in. The pixels can't keep up with the hunkiness of this guy. There's that guy.
Well, not beep, boop, beep, but I'll just say yes, I'm a clone.
Well,
I
just heard a clone say beep, boop, beep, so maybe they do. Maybe it's maybe they do. On Stella Firma, and there's a button that says combust. You Stella Firma Limited, a podcast in three parts.
Is this the first time a board member has died?
Well, no, yes. Of course board members have died.
Oh.
No. Oh, hang on. We've got law crash.
Explicitly no.
Sorry.
Board members.
We're in a law loop.
Dusty sex.
I thought we were going to have a song again.
Oh, you want a
no,
song?
No, no.
King Lint f***ing all the time. Now. Two dead chairs
in
the hands of David Severin, chair murderer.
Well, David Severin?
Shut up.
I heard it too. It's just a general prostrating.
Do you mean
I'm prostrating?
Bored. I did mean that.
Because if it's prostrating, that's a very different thing.
Give me an exam. A free board exam.
You just got to check. Sure. You just got to have a regular check. The board is worried about your health.
Hey, look, doesn't matter if you're a member of the board. You've still got to have your regular checkups, all right?
And then if you can basically make noises as if you've just rugby tackled someone and are punching them again and again and again.
We know you've done it at hockey, Rachel.
Yeah, imagine somebody's tackled
imagine you're
really
in one of those
up.
Zorb balls from your hen do.
Oh, Lord. They kept melting. That was horrifying, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
no,
exactly,
no, perfect.
It's exactly what we were looking for.
That's so tight. I kind of like it.
Yes. Yes.
In another context. Number one, final Trexel.
Trexel!
Perfect. Simpson!
Seymour!
And scene. Oh. And scene. And then Imogen, this is it, boys. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And there we go.
Yes.
Right.
It's a solid, some solid final some chunter.
Some solid bullshit. Right, we'll stop recording. Oh, those were some costly, costly mistakes that we can't take back. Well, I hope you enjoyed part two of the bloopers from season three. I hope your thirst for our mistakes is quenched because there's no more seasons to bloop. I hope you enjoyed them, and we'll see you again sometime soon.
Stella Firma is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.